DHS condemns New York Times for whitewashing convicted murderer's deportation, disgraceful and disgusting. By Randy Clark on September 2, 2025. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, minced no words when criticizing a recent New York Times story about the deportation of a convicted Jamaican murderer by the Trump administration in July. The New York Times headline omitted the crime of murder and instead simply read "Man who'd served his time in U.S. is deported to an African prison." The article focuses on Orville Latoria's accomplishments in prison after his conviction for fatally shooting a man in the head in Brooklyn in 1996, and not the horrific act of murder that resulted in his incarceration. Latoria, sentenced to 25 years to life for the crime, was a legal permanent resident alien when he committed the murder. As is common under U.S. immigration law for legal residents facing conviction for an aggravated felony, Latoria was ordered removed from the United States by an Obama-era immigration judge in 2009 while serving his sentence. Citizen of Jamaica. Convicted of murder. Sentenced to 25 years confinement. Convicted of robbery. Sentenced to 6 years confinement. Convicted of possession of weapon. Sentenced to 6 months confinement. pic.twitter.com/h6l6dk44xw. Trisha McLaughlin, at Trisha Ohio, July 16, 2025. In 2021, Latoria was released after serving more than 25 years in prison. Rather than executing the existing removal order upon his release, Latoria was allowed to remain in the country by the Biden administration's immigration officials, provided he completes annual reporting requirements, according to the New York Times report. Homeland Security, at DHSCOV, September 2, 2025. Rather than focusing any portion of the news report on the harm and loss suffered by Latoria's victim and family, the report highlights the Jamaican illegal alien's completion of a bachelor's degree while incarcerated and his employment at a men's shelter while pursuing a master's degree in divinity. Man who'd served his time in U.S. is deported to an African prison. Bob Price, at Bob Price PTX, September 2, 2025. A social media post by Secretary Kristi Noem's Department of Homeland Security on Monday described the story as the peddling of another disgusting sob story by the failing at New York Times. The post goes on to describe DHS's displeasure with the article, saying, "It is absolutely revolting that the New York Times is actively defending convicted murderers over American citizens. DHS will continue enforcing the law at full speed without apology. Disgraceful and disgusting. The failing at New York Times is peddling another disgusting sob story for a criminal illegal alien. Orville Latoria was convicted of murder. It is absolutely revolting that the New York Times is actively defending convicted murderers over American. pic.twitter.com/eu6w9sk6. Homeland Security, at DHSCOV, September 1, 2025. The article is critical of the deportation of Jamaican convicted murderer Latoria to Africa, where he is not a citizen even though Latoria's home country would not accept him. The failure of Jamaica to accept their own citizens' return did not delay his removal by the Trump administration, albeit not to Jamaica. In July, DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs Trisha McLaughlin highlighted the removal of Latoria in an X post, formerly Twitter, saying, "New, a safe third country deportation flight to Eswatini in southern Africa has landed. This flight took individuals so uniquely barbaric that their home countries refused to take them back. These depraved monsters have been terrorizing American communities, but thanks to @POTUSTRUMP, @SecNome, they are off American soil." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.